Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And you can talk now, Mom.
Okay, thank
you. Mom's like spewing the podcast out before we've hit the record button. Come on, Mom.
I'm pissed off and excited.
Yeah, you know, I think the title of this is ZD and Mallory's Legging Woes, but it's ZD and Mallory's like
ready
legging.
To wear woes. It's also ready to wear woes.
Well, legging bitch fest, I guess.
That would be what. That's good
what
one.
This is. Sam, mark
the
this
leggings
explicit.
Lament.
Ooh, that's very nice. I remember learning the word lament when they did Evita at the local.
Evita? I would have. I thought you were going to say Guys and Dolls.
No, they. Yeah, I know, because Adelaide's Lament, right. But they sing the word Lamentations in Evita. And
they do.
I learned so many words. And I remember learning them through musicals.
Okay.
The word bewildered, yes. I learned through Children of Eden.
Sister learned geography.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She learned
I was
that
like,
word.
Finally, yeah. She knows there's other continents. Like, finally, she knows there's a South America and a North America.
Well, as we've mentioned before on the podcast, you and I are not particularly religious people.
No.
And I was speaking with someone else who is a religious person, and they said... Darren Aronofsky did a version of Noah, a movie, and there was a character in it, Tubal Cain. And this person who's read the Bible, like, I don't know how many times, is like, that's a made-up person. I was like, no, it's not. It's in the musical Children of
Jeopardy question was, blah, 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 the blank of Cain. I'm like, the mark of Cain, right?
Yeah, so that's how I'm
I learned that from a musical.
This is a tangent. So anyway, yeah. I'm just saying, you can get some really specific, weird knowledge from musicals.
Well,
let's talk about leggings.
From a lot of things. I mean... You know, there are people that write novels that are, you know, fictional, but they do their research.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I'm just, I don't know why in particular that came up. I guess the leggings lament. There we go.
Leggings lament.
Bitch fest is not a term that I learned from a musical. I don't know where that came
it's
from.
It's just when she lives.
Yes, it's just an instinctual thing. All right. So... In our sewing accountability episode, I mentioned that I needed to sew some leggings. And the reason I need to sew some leggings is I went on a tear, I think a couple years ago, maybe 18 months ago, and I made a lot of leggings. And they were awesome. And I wore them
literally,
out.
Yes.
You know.
Threadbare.
So, threadbare. You know, things are coming apart. I've re-sewn some seams. I've done
When you sew... Re-sew seams to threadbare fabric.
Yes,
it doesn't long.
Like the fabric right. is worn out, you know. Right. So anyway, I need to re-sew these leggings. However, things have been really busy. You and I have not been able to get to work together. So when we do work together, we're doing the podcast. You know,
I want to be one of those people that during the pandemic had all this time that they didn't know what to do it with.
So,
I went the opposite way.
So we are trying to, you know, catch up on stuff. And I was like, I just need to buy some leggings so I can sew some leggings, right? Like sometimes
you need an interim garment.
Yeah, and it's okay. I had to kind of convince myself that it was okay to purchase something and that I wasn't some kind of weird pretender to the sewing universe by buying clothes, right?
Or someone asked me if I made them. I'll have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
I cannot lie. Yeah.
So I bought some leggings, and it was terrible, guys. Everyone, it was awful.
I think it's trickery, because I did the same thing.
So we were just speaking about our leggings laments.
Right.
And I want to talk about the things that don't fit on the leggings and how it's... solved when you draft for yourself.
That's right.
When you do the made-to-measure leggings.
When you sew for the shape you are.
Yes. When you start off at the starting point.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Exactly. So here's my story.
Well, it's also the same way when somebody says, what's a good leggings pattern?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I will say this. I do think, you know, so we're going to talk about the made-to-measure leggings class. That's the class that ZD teaches, and you can buy it and you can take it anytime. sewhere.com.
And you own it forever. You have access forever.
And even though if you do own a leggings pattern, you know, at least you'd get to like grade between sizes.
Well, right.
You know,
no,
I
that,
mean,
no,
so.
No, or you know you get to shorten or lengthen the rise. No, no, you can fool with it.
Yeah, you can
it's
mess
with it.
It's
just that I guess what I'm saying is when people ask other people like in our group, mm-hmm. oh, what's a good leggings pattern? Oh, you know, this one. And I'm like, if they don't have the same body shape, style, whatever. I mean, and you know, it's weird. Sometimes maybe your bodies aren't the same, but the leggings pattern will work. It's very weird, you know, sometimes. But so it's hard to say. I think it's really hard when somebody says, you know, what's a good pattern? I can tell you if it has good instructions. You know, I can tell you those types of things. Or if it has good alteration instructions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I can tell. But I can't tell you if it's going to fit you.
Right. So what happened? Here's my leggings buying story. And you have one too. So we'll start out with mine. And then we'll tell yours. And I'll talk about
tell yours and then maybe I won't even have to tell mine.
Well, I'll tell you like why I should have made my leggings. Right. So you can tell me why you should have made your leggings. So I went to Marshall's. Now, we're in the middle of the pandemic still at this time. So it's what? It's May 2021. May 2021. And
2021.
You know, people are getting vaccinated and stuff, but still our local Marshall's fitting room is closed.
Right.
And I didn't realize this until I had like 16 pairs of pants in my cart. So I was like, I'm going to try these on. I'm going to get some interim pants, you know, interim leggings. And then I roll my cart over to the fitting room and it's closed. And they're like, buy the stuff, return it.
Aren't you ready to like undress in the middle of the store? That's what I feel
well,
like.
Well, if it had been ahead. A shirt or something, you know, that would have been fine. But I was just like, oh man, do I just like abandon these clothes, you know, and make somebody restock them? Or should I just buy them all and take them home, you know? And so I did buy them all and take them home. And anyway, the pair of leggings that I ended up keeping two pairs of leggings, actually. I went back to CrossFit for the first time in years last night. And I wore a size large, can't remember what brand, doesn't matter, legging. These are nice leggings, well constructed. They have two pockets on either side. I had worn them around the house / yard while doing the daily childcare. So this is part of the reason the time has been so messed up is because I've got kids during the day. So I wore them around. It was nice to be able to put my phone somewhere and everything. And I did kind of have to, you know, hike them up sometimes. So they're a size large. And I bought the size large partially because maybe I didn't have the time to try on all these different sizes. And I was kind of just holding them up to my body. But they seemed like they were going to be tall enough. And they were. But then I went to CrossFit. And it happens to be that the warm-up includes four sets of jumping jacks for 60 seconds. And so it's like, what could you do to make your leggings fall down? Do jumping jacks for 60 seconds, right? Maybe that's what I should have done. Like
crunches. Yeah.
Well, or but I was like, oh, this is perfect. You know, and so it's like every 10 jumping jacks, the leggings are falling down and I'm having to pull them back up. The waistband is falling down. I'm having to pull them back up, over and over. So even though they were fine for like walking around the house, the waist wasn't tight enough to stay up during this vigorous activity, you know, and even though they were the large, I wanted them higher. I like them higher than leggings are traditionally designed, I think. Like, well, more even than the high-waisted ones. It's a personal thing.
I have sort of noticed in the ready-to-wear that's hitting me on, you know, social media and all of that, that the high-waisted leggings are much more in trend.
No, they're getting there. They're getting to Mallory levels. Yeah.
Than the low level. I don't know. I mean, like, especially at Ariel, if you start with them like an inch, you know, above your crotch, you don't have any leeway.
Or
you know,
above your waist, not above your crotch.
No, I meant above your crotch.
You're putting leggings an inch above your crotch.
Yes. Those girls will wear them and they're way, way low. Oh. Do you know what I mean? And they do one wrap on the silk and their butt's showing.
Okay.
You know, I mean, just
an inch above your butt crack. Not
well, in the front, they're really, really
okay,
low.
Okay.
I am telling you, like, what I'm looking for is like, are the pubes coming out?
Okay.
You know?
There we go. There we go.
No, I'm talking
definitely
like,
an explicit episode.
Yes. I mean, I'm talking like an inch above your crotch.
Okay.
Like,
I'm so glad I clarified.
Yeah.
So yeah, this was what was going on for me. Now, the other exercises we did squats with a bar, like a barbell, right? That was fine.
Really?
The movement was like slow and controlled enough that things weren't shaken down. Okay. On this particular pair, right? So I was like, oh, this is okay. But yeah, then we had to do jump squats. So it seemed like the jumping was an issue here for me. The other thing, so what could help me in this situation is making the waist tighter. And we've talked about this a few times. How tight you want the waist is not only going to depend on like your waist measurement, but how snug you want the leggings.
Right.
Like my waist right now, I like to make things a little more snug because there can be some vacillation between sizes, and I'm cool with a little bit of tightness, and I hate having to hike them up.
Or sometimes if your tissue is gushy, they'll slide more than if you know. It just depends.
So I'm okay with like cinching that tape measure, a little bit into that soft tissue. At this, you know, at my waist, I'm like cool with that. I'm like, okay, let's make it so that there's a little bit of more negative ease.
And
there.
I've been known to take a strip of the fabric and hold it around my waist and go, am I gonna like this? You know, this way or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, good point there. So yes, so I am cool with that on my waist. You might not. You might be like, oh my gosh, I hate it when stuff's tight on my waist. I'm going to just make the tape measure lay very 1-to-1.
Well,
you know.
And if somebody maybe is more hippie, maybe they stay up.
Yeah.
I have seen people where they have that gap in the back.
Yeah.
And their leggings aren't falling down. And I'm like, so why are they staying up? And I think it's because there's a bigger difference between their waist and their hips, and their hips are kind of holding it up.
Yeah, so your butt can kind of hold up the leggings, or your hip or whatever.
Right.
So that can be nice. You know what's happening on me? What bumpity bump is messing up these leggings too? Because it's all about, you know, where the bump is. The bump working for you or working against the fit or whatever is my calf. So my leggings, these leggings, I found I didn't just need to hike up the waist. If I could hike up the calf area to my knee, then my calf wasn't pulling it down because my calf is larger than the
average ready to wear.
However that's
projection.
Drafted.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So that can happen a lot of times with people, you know, even in the made to measure, they'll do a muslin. They'll be like, oh, I'm going to make this, make sure that my calf is accommodated. This also really depends on the fabric.
That's true, too.
You know, big time. So Noah messaged me at one point and said, having trouble with these leggings coming down, you know, and we figured out that the fabric didn't have as much vertical stretch, you know, as recommended.
Right.
And so I said, when that happens to me, I have to make those tighter at the waist so that they stay up and then make sure they can go over my calf too. So it's like possible to make them out of a fabric that doesn't have quite as much vertical stretch.
I mean, I've made them out of fabric that has no vertical stretch.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you? Yeah, I just find
it. But you have to make sure that you've got the length there for yourself.
Right, right. So I was just feeling a bit peeved as I was in CrossFit, and I could like see in my brain, see in front of my face as I was doing my jumping jacks, like, okay, this pattern needs to be maybe a little higher in the rise, tighter in the waist. And actually, I think they were a little big through the thigh too, but I was buying the large because I thought it looked long enough, you know? And then there's the other thing.
You mean long enough in the torso?
In the crotch rise. Yeah. In the rise in the torso. Yeah, the other thing about this whole size thing is I'm like, I will hear people say, I wear a U.S. size 20 or I wear like a U.K. 18. And I'm like, how do you know this? Like, I will try on clothing that is labeled the same size and things fit differently. so differently. Like, I don't think I could tell somebody what size I am, barely. Like, you know, everything is so different. And, like, that's fine. I just, sometimes when I hear someone say that, I'm like, I don't interrogate them because that's, like, rude and none of my business. But I'm like, how do you know what size you are? Like,
that is really my problem when I go to ready to wear. I have no idea what size, because like with shirts, if I look in my closet, like especially t-shirts, well, you know, because you get a t-shirt, somebody, you know, every showcase, you know, they would get a t-shirt. So they're ordering these t-shirts and they don't order the same t-shirt every time.
Right.
You know, it's a different maker or whatever. And, you know, I have t-shirts that go from extra small to large.
Well, in the pants.
And then the large, I've had to alter, you know, to fit, but I couldn't wear the medium because it wasn't, you know, big enough in the chest. It's just weird.
Well, in pants land, I'm like 8, 14, you know, 10, 16, 10, you know, and I just, I'm so bewildered by that, which is why I really do like to sew for myself, because I get to look and see the measurements of the patterns. And that's why, you know, so of course, you know, go buy the Made to Measure leggings class. But also, if you do have a leggings pattern, at least you get to start off and know some things. And then you can make some adjustments on your next pair, of course. You know, it's a different ball game than just buying them. So, yeah, in the Made to Measure leggings class, as we've talked about before, you get to account for your rise. And your rise doesn't, you know, really what I like to say that it means is it means belly and butt.
Right.
You are measuring those
things.
It's
not just the height between your crotch line and your waistline.
Right.
It is the volume between there.
Yes. And so someone could be like the same height and their waist could fall at the same level as another person's. But if our bumps are distributed, you know, in a different way.
And the manufacturers get by with having 3, 4, 5, 6 sizes or whatever they have.
Right.
You know, because the fabric does stretch. And you can get it on in the fitting room.
Yeah.
You know, and you're happy for a minute or two.
Right. And so anyway, I'm not trying to like beat myself up or anything, but it does.
It just goes to show you were right in the first place.
It does show me that, yes, it's totally worth it to make my own leggings. Well, and Biz is a podcast listener who has made leggings for her daughter, and she is young. She's under 10, I think. Sorry, Biz, if I'm misquoting how old your kid is. But she says she has some unique fit issues. You know, like a fuller bum for a, whatever, under 10-year-old
for
and stuff.
A smaller
child
or
something.
And
this can all be accounted for by being able to measure and draft your own, you know, pattern. So that's my story. Leggings falling down in while doing jumping jacks and being kind of, you know, pissed off at myself. Now, I'm wearing a pair of leggings of yours right now. You gave me these.
Those leggings have been,
I don't know what these are made of.
And they must be like 100 years old. And they were like on the clearance rack, you know, desperate buy them. You know, I bought those like after surgery. Okay, so they're almost 10 years old.
Yeah, they're almost 10 years old.
I bought those after I had surgery because I had nothing that would go around my waist.
Yeah.
Like, but that was a different situation. I didn't need them to really stay up during jumping jacks.
Yeah.
In fact, I bought them to be loose
what
around
size?
My waist.
Here, look and see what size
they're
are.
Probably like a medium.
I think it's worn off.
I would think they're a medium, maybe a large, but I bet they're a medium.
Yeah, so these mediums.
Because I usually wear a small, extra small in like, you know,
and you gave me these because they were too big for you.
Right.
And like makes sense. So like these are, these actually fit me okay. And I mean, I'm keeping them around.
Well, they have that big wide waistband.
They do.
And I
we
bought
like that
on purpose. That was one reason I bought them.
Now that's becoming more and more common. I think the ready-to-wear manufacturers are definitely seeing like, people like that wide waistband. I think it's more comfortable.
Of course it is.
I love it.
It's usually more flattering.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps things like flat under your tops.
Well,
do you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, because
you don't have like a bump and a bump and a bump.
Yeah, if you have one line of elastic that's only an inch wide, you know, then it's like, okay, then I have this boop line there. But then if I have just a wider distribution of the thing that's holding up my garment, then I don't have the indentation. I love that.
Well, I also think is this more, which is the reason it's more comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. Okay, well, let's take a break real quick and come back and talk about you and your leggings.
We'd like to welcome another yummy sponsor to the show, Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
Go to greenchef.com/90sewing. That's greenchef.com/90sewing and use code 90sewing to get $90 off, including free shipping.
Sometimes you just need a little assist in the kitchen, and it's nice to be able to put a freshly cooked meal on the table in 30 minutes or less.
I was so excited for this podcast sponsorship because our samples came during one of the busiest weeks of this year, meaning one of the busiest weeks of the pandemic. One set of grandparents went on vacation, so I was without some of my midweek childcare. I was so happy to get a few meal kits delivered where everything was prepped for me or Derek to cook up. All the ingredients were pre-measured and perfectly portioned.
Green Chef is also sustainable, offsetting 100% of its direct carbon emissions and plastic packaging in each box.
Yeah, there was really no more plastic in that box than when I go on a normal grocery trip, which I know can be a concern for meal kits.
Green Chef has different plans to fit your lifestyle. Keto and paleo, balanced living, and plant-powered for our vegetarian and vegan friends. Share that special offer for our listeners again, Mallory.
Go to greenchef.com/90sewing and use code 90sewing to get $90 off, including free shipping. Thanks Green Chef.
Sewing out loud.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Okay, ZD, bitch about some ready-to-wear
leggings. Well,
can you do it?
What I can? Can I bitch? Let's see. Can I complain? Can I be like upset about my decisions? I don't know. But here's what happened to me. So I was at Marshall's, which
that's where we shop. Apparently.
We can't go anyplace else. There's like Marshall's, and then there's a place called Dillard's, and I mean,
we don't have very good shopping around here.
I don't think so. Not for me. Not for what I want, and like, you know.
And I'm not saying that this has to be true for everyone, but a lot of friends who are my age have posted this on Facebook. They're like, you know, I can't really shop at Target anymore for, like, professional clothes.
Oh, okay.
Sort of like, we can go there for some things.
T-shirts,
but,
something.
Yeah, but it seems like our Target, at least, it's like their juniors department is really developed, and they're like,
and their
maternity department. But
and I think you know that different cities have different grades of stores, and we often have a B or a C store. We don't have any A stores.
Yeah,
right?
So our Target, it's like I used to be able to shop there a lot for stuff, and now I'm like, I don't know what my taste has changed, what I'm wearing has changed.
Or what you need or whatever. Who knows? You know, obviously you are not trending well with the rest
of
society.
I'm not.
But,
nope.
You know, and I am also, I learned to shop in a large metropolitan area where I had a lot of choices. And I knew where these stores were. Actually, I shopped at Marshall's a lot there too, which did the Marshall's. But it was not a grade C store or whatever, which we have here. So anyway, I get very, you know, disappointed in the shop here. That's why one reason I sew. So anyway, I was at Marshall's in I think I was pursuing shoes at the time. Mm-hmm. And my eye caught this fabric. I didn't even know what it was, right?
Yeah.
It was on an end cap. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this fabric. It was like mauves and greens and it was foliage, you know, and it had a white background and it was springtime. So this was like over a year ago, maybe almost 2 years ago. And it was a pair of leggings. And I was like, oh, I don't even need leggings. Oh, they're $12.99. Try them on.
Right. You
know. Okay. They should have been like $50,
sure.
And I wouldn't have tried them on, right? Okay, well, they're $12. I can make a $12 mistake or $13 mistake. So I put them in the cart, and I went, shopped for some other things, and I went and tried them on. I'm like, oh, my gosh, they fit. They fit, like, perfectly. They fit me perfectly.
Wahoo.
And I love this fabric. I mean, I bought them for the fabric.
Right.
I was almost ready to, like, buy them for the fabric and alter them.
Right.
Like, I was loving the fabric so much. And it was sort of a fabric I had been looking for that I couldn't find.
Right.
Like,
right.
Anyplace else. So, and they had this white background, and they were thick enough you couldn't see through them.
Yeah.
So, wow. You know, okay. Those things were great. So I wore them the first time, and I was like, maybe I don't like these. I don't know, you know. Then I wore them again, and I was like, no, they keep sliding. Maybe I'm going to have to take them up. Now, I feel like they fit me in the leg, but not like in the butt and the waist.
I
felt like the legs were pretty good, and I liked the feel of the fabric quite a bit. So I wasn't, like, totally disappointed in them. But then, like, the third time I wore them, you know, a friend says, oh, did you make those leggings? Because, of course, they're really cool looking.
Uh-huh.
And I said, no. I said, but I bought them for the fabric. And then she's like, yeah, the fabric is really cool. And I said, but now I realize why I make my own leggings.
Right.
Because they just, you know, and when you do get on the silks and everything, you know, those things are pulling against your garments.
Right.
So if you have a fitting issue, you know. Now, I have still worn them,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of get disappointed
well,
every time.
Well, I was going to ask you about something else.
Well,
yeah.
and that was like almost 2 years ago.
Right.
So I didn't buy any, right?
You made a bunch of leggings.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Made my leggings and, you know. And then we got into the pandemic.
You got to stop whispering, Mom.
Then we got into the pandemic, and I can't remember why I rationalized buying this pair, but I was like, these are perfect. They're dark teal. I can wear them like regular pants. They ruche up the sides. You know, I'm talking myself into these, and I can't try them on. Like
right.
You. Okay. So, you know, I brought them home. I think it was at the lake, actually, is where I got them. I took them back, and I tried them on. I'm like, oh, my gosh, they fit. They fit so nice. Aren't they wonderful? I wore them, and I was almost nude by the third thing I did, you know, on the silks. Like, they just kept peeling off.
Well, I was going to ask.
But I can wear them as regular pants.
Yeah, like, I was going to ask you. Okay, funny thing, the ones that I bought are dark teal. And I was going to ask you, do you measure yourself, like, with your leotard on? Because you wear a leotard under your leggings. Or do you find that just like when you custom make your leggings, they stay up over your leotards? Are there leotards where it's made out of a slick fabric so the leggings slide off more? Or it's just like they fit right?
Actually, I think I have less problems when I have a leotard on.
Well, right. You know, the other thing I was going to say is I bought another pair of leggings and they actually are okay. So, but they're cropped,
uh-huh.
And I don't like to wear cropped leggings to CrossFit. I don't like to wear shorts to CrossFit because then
right. You
do the jump ropes and you smack the
well. It's the same
Jesus
thing with the silks.
Legs,
you're
you
okay
know?
As long as you're not. But if it's the day you're wrapping your leg 14
yeah.
times and
yeah.
then doing a small drop or something from it.
Now, I guess I could like check the workout, you know,
right.
every day or whatever, but I'm not that.
No, I like to, you know, I've done the Capri sort of thing and I really don't like
so
it. I've like burnt my ankles.
I'm keeping them. It's fine. But you know
right.
what? I think they stay up a little better because they're kind of mid calf. So my calf's not pulling them down.
And you know, actually, I remember now because. You know, I just went back to the gym, 2 weeks ago
right.
or 3 weeks ago. those leggings, because I do like them, and I like how I look in them, which sure. really makes is aggravating.
It's hard, yeah.
You know, and I do have a specific leotard that I wear with them because they tend to stay on better. Yes.
Okay.
And it's that variegated thick stuff.
Space dyed is what they call that,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Space dyed active wear
and
fabric.
And that leotard really is really good with, mm-hmm. with that. And the fabrics like are not the same
right.
texture. So I guess it holds on to those
right.
well or something. But yeah, I just remembered that when you said that. But yeah, I thought, man, why do I keep like, you know, sometimes you do want to buy something.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 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 like just a walk. I'd like to walk it. So I understand all these people that are frustrated.
Yeah.
And they go, why isn't anything fit me? Why isn't anything
oh,
in
yeah.
my size?
We got a refresher.
Because it's not in anybody's size. Yeah. You know, I mean, I hate to say that to people because they're convinced that it's them.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to say you're wrong like
no.
that, but it's not you. It's just the situation, and it's not even the manufacturers. Believe me, they're trying to fit everyone. They would like to fit everyone. They want to sell clothes.
Well, they attempt to do it through different things, like the stretch of the fabric and all that, you know. But, yeah, I just thought it was funny that I try that those other ones, they fit, but they're not going to be quite right, and they don't have a pocket. So I, you know, like we said in the Sewing Accountability podcast, that's I need to make those leggings. But I thought if I buy these leggings, then I can get some caught up on some other things, you know, in the meantime.
Well, and I think that you know, was my thought, too. Do you know
right.
Oh, I really need to be making a swimsuit, which I cannot purchase.
Right.
You know, I know right. I can't get a swimsuit that fits me.
Yeah, like for real. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, speaking of fit, I mean, I'm wearing this thumb brace right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't fit me. Like,
right.
I am going to have to, I mean, you know, I've got.
I think this is a podcast in itself.
Yeah.
The thumb brace.
But I mean, it's just so funny. It's the smallest one
just
available.
We're going to have another podcast that's just ZD bitching about thumb braces. Cause,
well, I think ZD's going to have to go down and get a children's thumb brace in a large size
right.
or, you know, but I'm just going to, and you know, this is a series of Velcroed straps that have quite an array
right.
of size to them, but. It's not small enough for my hand.
Yeah, so that's we just have confirmed to ourselves that we need to be making our own leggings.
That we're right.
That we were right. Yeah, exactly. Now, I do think that I want this. This is hard for me because I want to make a bunch of pairs of leggings. And the fastest pair of leggings that I can make doesn't have a pocket.
I know that.
Right.
But that's silly. That's silly.
I
know. You just need to go ahead and make your pocket.
It's
just because you know that you.
Yeah, the pocket takes
so fast.
The pocket takes as long to make as the leggings.
It's the entire leggings.
Right.
I know. It's really funny.
You know, some people will say in the group, they'll be like, secret, I don't actually like pockets in things because, like, they add bulk or, you know, something like that. And, you know, everybody is, it's kind of trendy to get excited over pockets, right?
Right.
And so I'm like, yeah, I don't like pockets because they take as long to make as the whole garment.
It does. It's very, it,
but
it's
no,
really
it's a,
is funny.
It's a big investment up front that you reap the rewards for.
Now, fortunately in Ariel, I don't want a pocket.
Right.
I don't need a pocket. I can't wear a pocket. And here's the other thing. Now, sometimes I wind up wearing my Ariel clothes to swim in.
Sure.
Because we just swim too much. I
yeah.
mean, we're always in the water. And I think, oh, I wish I had a pocket. And then I think, no, if I had a pocket, I would be jumping in with my cell phone.
I don't think that I think that for CrossFit, I can have, you know what I want to do? I want to do a pocket with an invisible zipper.
Yes.
And I know that a lot of, I hesitate for a second because you do have that zipper pull. You know, would that be uncomfortable? But I think I'll be cool.
I have a couple of swim leggings that I have
invisible zippers
in, and I'm happy. And
you couldn't have that for Ariel.
I purposely made it so my cell phone would not fit in those pockets.
Oh, well, I'm going to make it so my cell phone fits in.
Well, I did it so I would not jump in
right.
the water. You know, these are swim leggings. But I needed it for, like, the key to the locker.
Well, you know.
On the dock. You know, things like weird. But now, you know, you don't even need keys anymore.
Yeah, nowadays, though, I mean, I'm not recommending someone jump in the water with their cell phone. But they are so much more water resistant than they used to be.
I mean, now I would probably be okay.
Yeah, if you got in, you're like, oh my gosh, you know,
you can get right back out and it's okay.
Like when you leave your phone on the trampoline and it rains on it for 2 hours. And
or the worst thing would be is if it's not a zippered pocket and you jump in the water and you lose it.
Well, you and I have both discussed that we don't want jackets without zippered pockets because we're carrying our phones around.
Right.
You know, your phone... We use our phones
for work.
Your phone
is your freaking life.
We use our phones for work. I use my phone to take pictures of my kids.
I keep track of my medication on my
phone. I'm cool with saying my phone's a big part of my life. And it's also very expensive.
That's true,
too. So I need to put it in a zippered pocket.
I have so much information on my phone. And I'm not just talking about contacts or whatever. But like... the size of the berth in the boat you know, the what size is that wall that I've been looking to put a piece of furniture on? Weird stuff that, you know, like I have it there so that when I'm out someplace, let me see, you know.
So I think it's okay for me to make the leggings with the invisible zipper pocket that can be kind of like everyday and go to the
That's the thing, though.
Gym.
When I go now, what I've started doing is I have a wallet.
Mm-hmm.
That has a shoulder strap attached to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's in my purse, but I don't take my purse into the store. I just take that wallet with the shoulders. And that works for me, and it holds my phone.
Yeah, so the cool thing about the CrossFit gym, and this is a tangent too, is they have these caddies now. Due to COVID. So the caddy, you take it to your spot, and it has the spray bottle, and it has the rag.
So it has all your stuff
And you can pop your phone in there. Yeah. You know, and so that's kind of nice. And I just want to say, in case anyone's worried that I'm not being safe, they have a CO2 monitor in this gym.
Oh, that's cool.
Where if there's too much CO2, it, like, beeps. Now, they're also, like, they have garage doors on this building, and they had them open, and I, you know, felt very safe, and I'm fully vaccinated now, you know, and stuff. But, yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so, like, proud of – I know these people. You know, I'm so proud of this gym for, like, taking those precautions. I just think it's really cool.
I feel like my gym is not as safe, but the aerial people are. And we are, like, separate.
Yeah,
but it's just like, oh, well, I don't know. Everybody's
– You're doing the best you can,
Everybody
right?
has their own concept of safe.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was just super impressed with that. Okay. Well, if you have been hesitant about leggings class or
we're endorsing it.
Yeah.
And also, in the easy tees.
Easy tees.
You know, they fit.
Rachel Creamer just posted on Instagram one of her easy tees for Me Made May, and it's the easy tee with the knit back.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my dryer recently ate two of my easy tees. Our lint trap is cracked. It's chipped.
Ooh.
And it caught... caught something else, and it caught two of these easy tees in the neck. Like, it looks like a comic book drawing that someone, like... took a chomp out of the neckline of these easy tees. Like, ticked me off. And they're old ones that I've worn forever, you know, that were really...
You need to get the dryer thing
fixed. Yeah, so I can order a new lint filter, so that's good. So I did the big laundry, you know, thing. And anyway, it just made me so sad that it ripped those out. Anyway, though, as I make new ones, I think I'm going to make them all with that knit back. It is just... so nice.
You know, so, I like that.
So nice. Yeah.
I like the when you make the woven shirt and you put the knit down the side the side seam.
It just
gives you that, I don't know.
I'm actually wearing a full knit easy tee right now, so I can just make them all knit, but, you know, whatever.
Right, but I mean, but sometimes you want that fabric for the front.
You want a cool
fabric.
There's
a fabric that you want to put in or something,
No, it's comfortable. Okay, well, we hope you liked our bitch fest, and it's marked as explicit, so hopefully you caught
now
that before
it is.
You listen to it in front of your kids. ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.